Everyone, this is Dolores from rainy old London, rainy grey London. It's been raining for 2 days, we're all soggy. Anyway, today is International Women's Day, and I think, funnily enough, today I've been accepted by the British Association of Journalists and I can now have a press card, so I feel like I'm a proper journalist. But the thing is, it's come on the right day for me, International Women's Day. Because as a woman, I have had quite a tough life myself, and a lot of people that follow my booze and that will know that. And not that I've ever sat down like crying and going on about it, but you know, that's the way it's been. It's been quite a tough time. But I've never been one to sit around moaning either. It's always been a case of, come on, get on with it. Let's just get on with it, you know. Let's just keep going. That's been my motto, never stop. And funnily enough, when I tried to do a boo before on the same subject, I went to have something to eat and I thought I'd just do it quietly because it's a nice quiet sort of place. And this man had been staring at me for ages and ages, came and sat behind me talking really loudly and looking with his friends. So I thought, oh, sod off. Not that I don't like guys, because I do. But I just want to, you know, for all the women in the world at the moment that are suffering, there are terrible suffering. There are people with no freedom. They're slaves, literally. And I've never been able to understand why human beings think that they can own one another when we all have our own faults inside. You know, we have our mind, like the Dalai Lama says, the mind is a physical thing, but, well, you can't see it. You know, it's there. It's not a form, though. You can't form anything, but it's still there. And that's just, you know, it makes me think, you know, don't we all know our own mind? It doesn't matter what you do to a person and everything. There is something inside that can't be tampered with by anybody else. So, you know, a couple of weeks back I went to the Billion Rising event, and that was to protest against violence against women. And I met some domestic workers being brought to this country to work with their employees, and quite a few of them are little more than slaves. No freedom. Just seems like a really cruel world. But there's nothing I can't help everyone, can you? But you can have compassion for people. So for me, my celebration on International Women's Day is to become a journalist, like I was before, but I feel like I'm real now because I have my card. So this is for all the ladies out there. Keep safe, keep going, never give up. Bye.